Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd be surprised. I think we already got a $10 tip from someone. We'll have to do something else as a side hustle.
It was a minus $10 tip. We got to pay that person $10.
You guys are lying. You guys are tripping. It's an immaculate fee.
It's like when you ask for a request on Venmo or whatever. What do they call it when you like
Venmo request?
Or send.
Yeah, I was going to say you just said it. A Venmo request.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Is Jonathan Kamiya going to request to get the hell out of here? That's my question. Did you see what he had to say to one Anthony Slater in a sit down, Joe?
No, I haven't seen it, but. Read it again.
I'll read it again for you, for the audience. This is where we're talking about Pride of Larry Bear. And by the way, this or that coming up in 30 minutes. It's the fastest growing segment in the history of Sports Talk Radio. This is Jonathan Kuminga. Things take time, but I feel like I'm at the point where that has to be my priority to just be one of the guys the team relies on. Aiming to be an all-star multiple times. Aiming to be great. Wherever I'm going to be at, it don't matter if it's the Warriors or if it's anywhere else, it's something I want. I want to see what I could do. I know I got it, so I want to really see. I've never got that chance, Joe. That was an excerpt from Anthony Slater's latest piece where he sat down with one Jonathan Kuminga. So we asked the question, we'll ask it again, at 888-957-9570. Has Jonathan Kuminga been given a fair chance by this organization? 888-957-9570, Joe. I don't think it's not a yes or no for me. It's a very tough question to answer, but I'm making the people choose yes or no because part of me wants to say they've given him a fair chance. Part of me really wants to say, you know what? He's had enough time here. He's had enough games to play.
Define a fair chance. Define it.
Where you're given at least a runway of games to show what you can do. I think he was given a runway of games last year to show what he could do. In a month span in December, he had at least 25 minutes or more per game. That's a month of basketball is a big chunk for me.
He didn't even close in every one of those games.
He didn't. But that's, you know what? I can't speak to that. I'm not the head coach. Do you want him to close in every single game?
But if we're going to like hold some of the couple of, well, the team didn't win. It's like, well, yeah, he didn't play down the stretch in some of those games. So I do think like when we say a runway, like, again, this is why I say when you look at the other guys that are about his age and that have come in out of his draft class, they've just been given certain things because of their circumstance that Kuminga would never be afforded here.
Well, because like you have Stephen Curry on this team. Like, that's different.
And Steph needs help.
The Orlando Magic don't have a Stephen Curry.
Sure.
They don't. I know they have Paolo Banchero now, but he's not even close to Steph's level when it comes to Q rating, what he means to a franchise. He was drafted in a very unfavorable situation. I will say that. In hindsight, probably not the guy you would have taken. Can we all agree on that?
Do you still?
I'll ask you.
Okay.
Do you still draft Jonathan Kuminga with that pick? Right.
I don't know. I go back and forth. Like, I don't like. How do I know Franz Wagner would have been good here as well? Like, I don't know. I don't know what the coach likes some guys and doesn't like others. So I don't know. I legitimately don't know. I wish I could. I didn't think Paz would be as good as he is, and he's been better than I thought. And even then, I think he likes him more than I do, the coach, that is. So I really don't know, Joe, quite frankly. I know that's not a great radio answer. I'm just telling you the truth.
It's a Steiny answer. That's fine. We'll accept that. 888-957-9570.
I mean, like, we see it all the time, this rhetoric that, like, someone has a high ceiling, right? Like Mac Jones is a great example. He was seen as kind of like a high ceiling guy, or excuse me, a high floor guy.
High floor guy.
And I'm like, well, no, anyone can crap out. Anyone can be garbage. Just because you played 3 or 4 years in the league, or you're a little more refined, or in the league, in college, anyone can bust. Mm. We see this all the time. Like, You know, Tyler Hansbrough, just because he played longer in college, didn't mean he was more ready for the NBA. And simultaneously, anyone who's raw can be great or not as good. Like Amen Thompson right now. Like, yeah. Everyone's blown away with Amen Thompson, and I am as well. I don't know if Amen Thompson would look similar when the Warriors system. I don't even know if he'd play that much. You know, we didn't see the rough start to his career where he might have looked unplayable on certain teams. So I just think you have to be fair and step back and like, oh, well, I see what this guy is right now, but that doesn't mean that he would have developed simultaneously the same way.
888-957-9570. Has Jonathan Kuminga been given a fair chance by the organization? Kuminga says no. What say you, Gene, in Oakland? Good morning.
Morning. Hey, first of all, Shasky, did I hear you right that you said that Kuminga has been a better player than Wiggins?
Since they won the championship, okay, so 2023, yeah. 2024, yeah. 2025,
yeah.
I think Kuminga has brought more to the table for the Warriors than Wiggins, yes.
Okay. Well, I would strongly disagree, especially this last year. People forget he was having a very good year with us, okay? In fact, there were times this last year when he was actually a better player, probably our best player, when Curry was struggling with injury and, you know. And
are you talking about Wiggins?
I'm talking about Wiggins, man. I mean, he was shooting well. He was defending as he always does. Anyways, but I want to get to Kuminga. So listen, he's had plenty of opportunity to show what he can do. And I remember an interview with Kerr. I think it was on Willard and Dibbs a couple of weeks ago. When they asked him, what is he looking for in a player? And Kerr said passing ability, which was kind of surprising. But, you know, you look at Kuminga, all right? What does he want from Kuminga? He wants him to rebound better. He wants him to be a better, off-ball defender. He wants him to be able to shoot better than 29% from three. And he wants him to pass the ball. I mean, the ball tends to die, or the movement slows down when he has the ball in his hands. So these are all things that are important to Kerr and to his system that he is not really excelling at. He's had 4 years to develop these skills, and he hasn't made much progress. So that's why I think he needs to go, and that's, once again, he's had plenty of opportunity to develop these skills, whether he's just not interested enough or whatever the problem is, he just does not fit the system. That's, bottom line.
Thanks, Gene. Gene in Oakland. He said Kuminga needs to go. 888-957-9570. Has the Warriors given Jonathan Kuminga a fair chance when it comes to his development? What say you? 888-957-9570. We got this or that coming up. I think we got a good one potentially here. There's a lot of options. We'll see. Every time.
I find the Jonathan Kuminga thing. This is why yesterday we had this conversation. I get a headache. I legitimately need an Excedrin. Because, like, I think he brings things to the table. I don't think he's a perfect player. I do think he has a long way to go. I do think he gets lost on defense at times, off ball specifically. I do think that his boxing out is atrocious.
Yeah.
His effort level on loose balls is not where it needs to be. But I also think he brings things to the table that we underrate. Like, he actually is a dynamic mid-range scorer and a guy who can get into the lane. And when he was engaged in the Minnesota game, games that he played, he actually did rebound a lot better. It's like, where's that been? Like, I'm in the middle on the Kuminga, like, as a player. But, like, I also see it from the point of when you're talking about player development, you have to allow young players who are raw, if you want to keep them, to play through a lot of mistakes. And you have to live with those mistakes to be able to get on the other end of it and get all the stuff that's good that they bring to the table. You know, nobody ever comes in here and calls in about Draymond Green's lack of spreading the floor as a shooter, which has been one of the worst elements of their offense for the last 3 years. It has stymied so many different lineup combinations. Because you know why? Because we know all the great things he brings on defense.
Well, that's just it. We know at least one side of the ball he's going to contribute consistently.
Okay, then where was that in the last 2 months of the season? Who did he stop?
Real quick.
But who did he stop?
He was in the DPOY conversation because of those last 2 months.
The second he brought that up, he got cooked by every big in the league for 2 months straight.
He finished top five in the voting. I'll just say that right now. Wasn't he first team all defense? Like, come on. He had a really good defensive year.
Okay.
again, I'm asking, name one guy he shut down the stretch in the final 2 months of the season that we needed
to. Shuts down anyone anymore. There's no such thing as a shutdown defender in today's NBA. It doesn't happen anymore. He's also 35. Jesus. He's not going to do it every time.
Which is why you kind of need Kuminga. Not that he's the end-all, be-all, but because all these other guys are 35 years old, and he's one of the few young players in his prime who can put pressure on the rim and be athletic.
We're up against it. Do we have a this or that topic that we want to get into, Sammy?
We do.
The brain trust in the back. Have you figured out something? What do we got?
We do have something. Today's this or that is talk about NBA movement. So we heard that Andrew Wiggins earlier might be on the trade block or moved this summer. Oh. We saw Jordan Poole get moved last summer, which obviously brings me to the incredibly fun this or that, which is, in a hypothetical situation, I'm not saying this is going to be happening this summer, but in a hypothetical situation, you have a chance to bring one of them back, Andrew Wiggins or Jordan Poole. Who would you like to hypothetically bring back to the Warriors?
That's this or that.
Money doesn't matter in this situation.
I'm walking out on this segment.
888-957-9570. You could bring one of them back, no questions asked, this summer to join the Warriors. You bring him back Jordan Poole, or you bring him back Andrew Wiggins. 888-957-9570. God, that's a great one, boys. Chef's kiss to that. It's beautiful. See, that's the beauty of this or that, Joe. It could be Warriors-related. It could be about scrubbing your feet. It could be about cheese. It could be about Tom Brady and Giselle. Who knows what you're going to get in the back? Those guys.
This or that, Brady or Giselle, just pick one.
that's not bad. I'm taking Tom. Not even close. I don't even care what the question is. I'm just taking TB12. The GOAT, baby. The GOAT. That's on the other side. So start lining them up for this or that. 888-957-9570. You can call or text. Remember, this segment's about you. You can bring one of them back to the Golden State Warriors. Jordan Poole or Andrew Wiggins. And that's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sure if there's a team that feels like they're a contender, they would like to add an Andrew Wiggins to their team. Jordan Poole got traded to the New Orleans Pelicans. And it's going to be Poole and Zion and whoever the hell else is there in New Orleans. I don't even think they care about it, what's going on there. But that might be fun. Right? Zion Williams and Jordan Poole? Come on. It gives you a laugh when you just think about those two together.
Oh,
right?
That's a team I got to watch on IR.
Oh, come on.
Give me a break.
Jordan Poole's usually healthy for the most part. What are you talking about? Zion, though, he might be cooked. Cooked like some jambalaya down there, which I can go for some right now. By the way, I
love this or that. I do. I love that we do it every day. This is the one topic, I think, of all the ones we've done, I don't love.
Why?
What?
You don't? What? If you could get one of these guys back, wouldn't you want to bring him onto this team? Right? Wouldn't you?
I'm exhausted by the Kuminga rhetoric.
Well, we're not talking about Kuminga. We're talking about Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins. So why do you care? What do you mean? Which one of those guys would you like to bring back, Joe? All right, play the open. We'll get to it. Come on. You got you had all break to think about it. It's festering. You sound frustrated.
Light up the phone lines.
It bothers me.
Call 957-9570 right now.
All right, you can bring one of them back through free agency somehow. You bring him back Andrew Wiggins,
You're bringing back Jordan Poole to the Golden State Warriors. 888-957.
Who are you taking?
957. They're taking Andrew Wiggins. Bring me Wiggins
here.
Are
you sure he's going to play?
I am sure.
Because he went to Miami and they're like, we don't even know if he's going to play.
Well, he was hurt. He had some things he was dealing with.
Well, and they didn't know where he was at.
All right, well, you know, he came back and he showed up and he played. Now, I'm not going to get, I'm not going to get 25 to 30 points a game.
I mean, God.
But I know what I'm getting with Andrew Wiggins, a guy that's played in this system, a guy that has been the second best player on a championship squad, Joe. A guy that...
That's like saying, like, Cody Ross was the best hitter in the Giants lineup for two series.
Stop. Come on, there's levels to this. The second best player...
Look, on the Wiggins, please. Those are the two best months of his career.
That's fine.
Were they not?
Yes.
Okay, has he even come close to replicating that since?
I don't need him to be
No, I'm asking.
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
I don't need him to be the second best player on this team.
It's like Joe Flacco. He literally had a Joe Flacco-like run.
If I could have Wiggins be my third best starter... Now I'm cooking with something. I have Steph, I have Jimmy, then I bring Wiggins and Draymond. All right.
So you're taking Wiggins.
Yes.
His perimeter defense would be definitely needed.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. But if I have Jimmy, I actually think JP is the player that I would want in the half court offensively, because I actually think their problems start on offense.
Okay.
I think they miss way too many shots, and they get way late into their offense, and I think they really miss a shot maker and a shot creator opposite Jimmy and Steph Curry. And just a catch-and-shoot guy and movement and the ability to break down a defense and win off the dribble, as much as I know that they desperately need perimeter defense, and, dude, they need it. This team needs it. I'm actually going to take JP.
Is he starting for you if you trade for Jordan Poole? Is he, you thrust him into that starting role? Is he the backup point guard? What are we doing here?
No, you just asked one or the other. I don't know. I mean,
Because my thinking with Wiggins is he's going to start immediately.
Look, if Kerr's coaching and Pods and JP are there, he's playing Pods.
Okay, so Pods is probably out the door if you're bringing Jordan Poole in. By the way, you might be able to see Brandon Podziemski tonight at Chase Center as the Valkyries take on the New York Liberty. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5. Pregame starts at 6:30. Real quick on the Valkyries, I heard yesterday, I think it was Steiny and Evan, as Tiffany Hayes joined them, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, Valkyries player, obviously. Oh. If you missed any of that interview, Odyssey app. Or YouTube.
Steiny's fired up.
Oh, he's fired up?
No, cool. About the Giants.
Oh, is he? Is that what you
heard? No, I'm dead serious.
Sure. I'll believe
that. He can't believe Adamas swung at that pitch.
Yay!
He's been batting like around 200 all season long. But real quick on that.
That pitch? Like there's a punch pitch.
I know.
I love how you phrase it like that.
The Valkyries over-under win total.
I said
win total,
swing on the 3-2.
The Valkyries over-under win total of the season was put at 7.5, and they're already at 7. They could eclipse it tonight with the over. So
how many bets came roaring in on that?
Well, Carter probably had one in the back, right?
Carter?
Yeah, that is back pocket. Come on, Carter.
I wish.
Yeah,
Goo probably did, though. Goo probably did, honestly.
Hey, that's the money to be had is on the...
Is Goo ever coming back?
You know what? Get off his back. All right, Goo, he's enjoying his time.
That's tomorrow's this or that.
That's pretty good, Sammy. That's pretty good. Leroy in Oakland. Leroy, this or that. You bringing back Poole, you bringing back Wiggins?
I'm bringing back JP. I think JP can give you what Pods gives you, but times two. I think he gives you more scoring. I think he's a better ball handler, better shot creator. And I also think it helps that you have, I think him being your second best scorer, and then moving Butler down to that third best scorer spot, I don't think it takes anything away from the Warriors system. I think he's a better player than Pods, so it's easy to dispose of Pods if you bring it back in JP. I also want to speak on the Kuminga situation. I think if you're going to sign Kuminga and give him all this money, I think you have to choose a direction where you want it to go. I think it's Kuminga a player that's going to maximize the championship window? That's the question that you have to ask. And I don't think he's that player that's going to maximize that championship window. I can see a potential trade where Utah sends Lauri Markkanen. I know he's been talked about this summer as well. I think you bring in him, that's a player that can maximize that championship window. And so that, in my opinion, I feel like if you're going to sign Kuminga, you have to choose what direction you want to go in. Are you going to rebuild and break it all apart, or are you going to...
So let me ask you, really, if you're bringing in Larry Leonard.
Well, no, real quick, you're not bringing him in because he's making almost $50 million, and Dunleavy said specifically they're not touching anyone that's making
Even if you did, what position is he playing? I'm asking, what position is he playing?
I don't... Well, exactly. No, he'd probably be the center on this team, right? In the starting lineup? He's 7 feet tall. He should be. Right?
No. He's a stretch four.
And that tells you all you need to
know. Well, no. Then Draymond's back to small ball five,
and that,
correct?
And he's third.
This goes back again.
And he can't play that anymore.
This maximize the window. We get back to the same thing that no one is willing to have the conversation on, which is this team's best lineup is when Draymond plays the small ball five.
You can't do that anymore. You can't do that consistently anymore.
No. You can. It wears him down.
Exactly.
And so you have to pick and choose. Their best lineup, and this is where I would continue, Draymond off the bench, and he closes at the small ball five every single night. That is their best lineup, but they'll never do it. They'll never do it.
I just, what happened to the game I love?
What?
It's just seven-footers. That he's not a center.
He's not?
I hate.
Is Durant a seven? Wait, time out. Is Durant 7 feet?
He's 6'11". No, he's not 7 feet.
No, he's He literally is taller than DeMarcus Cousins and was standing on so many different USA team photo shoots, taller than Tyson Chandler and all these legitimate seven-footers.
I think Durant's even said that he has himself listed under 7 feet because he doesn't want to be considered a center.
He's a power forward, small forward, whatever you want.
But he's lying about his height officially.
He's a seven-footer.
Okay. I hear you. He's also a buck 85. There's different levels to this. All right? Like, come on. Larry Markkanen... I don't know what he is. He can't even get 5 rebounds a game. Whatever he averaged, he probably averaged 6 or 7. The guy can't even average a double-double. That's all I'm saying. I don't want any.
Is Anthony Davis a seven-footer?
He says he's not. He's close to it. No, I'm serious. He says he's not.
And what does he want to do?
He wants to be the four.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. So now we're back to where I'm at.
I'll argue he's better positioned at the five when he was on the Lakers.
I tend to agree with you. But like, there are a lot of guys in the league that are legitimately 7 feet tall who do not play center.
And that pisses me off. It just makes me angry. I hate it. Because most of them...
Charles Barkley was 6'4 and played power
forward. Steve Kerr said it best. We have too many fake seven-footers in our league that don't play their size. It was actually refreshing. At times, now he ended up not being this guy, but Quentin Post last year, who is he's 7 feet tall. At times, he played like a seven-footer. But he was exposed in the playoffs. He just didn't use his height at all. It felt like he was just a Gumby out there. He was like a horse trying to like learn how to walk. It was awkward. 888-957-9570. Speaking of awkward, just Jordan Poole coming back here for the this or that. Can you imagine that, Joe? Could you imagine if Jordan Poole came back here and Draymond was on this team still?
No.
You couldn't imagine it, could you?
No.
What would be your first thought? Like
if Draymond and Poole were teammates?
Yes, again.
I mean, my first thought would be, you know, go Hawaiian.
Oh, no. The two-piece? He's catching a two-piece if he comes back.
The first game back, we're all wearing Hawaiian shirts and leis in the stands. God. And we've all got like the red Hawaiian punch cups. It'd be hilarious.
It's one of
ice pack on our chin.
It's one of the all-time guruisms at the station. I hate to go Hawaiian, but I got to bring up the punch. It's all time. Oreo cookie in Oakland. It's this or that, 888-957-9570. You bring him back Wiggins, or you bring him back Poole to the Golden State Warriors if you had to pick one?
Hey, man, this is a good one. This is a tough one. But let me get this straight. Everything is equal, right? We got the same team.
Yeah.
We got the same coach. Everything is in the same.
Yep, salary doesn't matter.
Okay, so I'm bringing back Wiggins. Wiggins gives me a little bit more defense on the perimeter side, and that was lacking this year. But if I could do a little bit of the Kuminga talk, because I wanted to call earlier, but I wasn't able to. We're going off the narrative that Steve Kerr thinks he's no good. Now, the playoffs are, they show who you are, right? They reflect who you are. The guy from Houston, Green, it exposed who he was. Kuminga exposed who he was. He has talent. We're going by what Kerr says, that he can't play with this, he can't play with that. Well, the players said that they can play with whoever's on the court. So I don't think he got a fair shot. And it's not even Kuminga's fault. It's more of the system. Kerr's system's got to go.
Okay. Well, that's probably not going to happen. And I know Oreo has been one of those guys that he wants Steve Kerr fired left and right.
Hypothetically, would you do this deal?
What's the deal?
Draymond and Kuminga for Poole and Zion?
Dude, I wanted Zion last year at the deadline. Everyone laughed.
You do that, Carter?
Depends on how much Zion's going to play.
Wait, I think the Pelicans say no to that, first of all, because the value is just not there. It's not even close.
Yeah, but Zion doesn't want to be there.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just supposed to say he got traded for chips.
Yeah. But,
like vending machine Doritos.
Which Zion ended up swooping up and started to eat them. But I hear you on that. By the way, I got two yesterday. It was really cool. I got the double bagger yesterday. It was a great day for the Spadoni all around. This or that, taking Poole, you taking Wiggins. I would do that deal, though. If that was on the table, hell yeah. Can I get Zion Williamson over here to play with Stephen Curry? Yes. Dr. Rick Celebrini working him out, making them all good.
Devers and Zion working on their bodies together.
That's right. Good. Who better to learn from than Dr. Rick Celebrini? You got Buster Posey there, right? Let's go.
Just bring Debo back, too, while we're at it. We'll have everybody. We're going to do fat camp. We're going to have Zion. We're going to have Devers. We're going to have Debo. We're all in on nutrition.
Heavyweights, but like instead of the heavyweights, the picture.
Heavyweights. Come on, you devil log.
That's Tony Perkins, right?
The coach is Jerome Bettis.
Tony Perkins, get him out of here. That's one of the all-time movies, by the way. I love Heavyweights. Now, my favorite scene in there, Joe, is he was like, all right, yeah, step on the scale. Get off the scale. That was the best part, right?
Ben Stiller, that was when he was great.
Well, that was like the pre-White Goodman from Dodgeball 2. Like, that was like the beginning stages of the character that would become White Goodman. Heavyweights all time. Just if someone can make a graphic out there of Heavyweights, but some of like the tubbier Bay Area athletes of all time, I wouldn't be mad at it. Pablo Sandoval, of course, being first and foremost up there. Bartolo Colon with the A's, right?
But the irony with Pablo is he was actually better. I don't know. I mean, he actually played better fat.
Well, so did Bartolo. He was played until he was like 45.
Yeah, he was also great. On the juice.
That's all right. Which clearly didn't make him chiseled at all.
No. Well, look, that's the thing about the juice is like D. Gordon could weigh 130 and be on it, and Bartolo could weigh 330 and be on it.
Oh, my God. Bartolo Colon, sneakily, really good career. He won a
Cy
Young.
What is there sneaky about it? He was played for like 3 decades.
Yeah, but I think people think of him as just journeyman pitcher that just lasted way too long.
No, he was great.
But he was still pretty good for the most part. 4.12 ERA, 247 wins, 2,500 strikeouts, got the Cy Young. You remember which was team, right? Who do you want a Cy Young with? You remember?
A's or Mets?
Nope. Bartolo Colon. The Angels.
Oh.
Come on, coach.
I hate the Angels.
05, your boy Socha.
Oh.
You love Socha.
No, I hate Mike Socha.
You do?
Starting catcher, 1982, final game of the year, Dodgers Giants.
Yeah, you remember it well. You weren't even alive.
I just watched it the other day. Bill Lasky was on the mound versus Fernando Valenzuela.
Ah, Fernando Mania, man.
Yeah.
RIP. 888-957-9570, the number, this or that. Golden State Warriors fans, you can bring back one of them. You bring back Jordan Poole. You bring him back Andrew Wiggins. Just for the you're laughing at this. You're laughing at this, Joe. For the content, like, Jordan Poole by far, right?
Draymond picks him up at the airport. He does
He's a
podcast.
Champion of change.
Absolutely incredible. Champion of change.
That's the name of the podcast. Actually invites him on, and they're going to be co-hosts going forward. Move over Baron Davis. JP is now on the pod going forward. And Steve Kerr's going to be in shotgun, driving around with him. There you go. You bring him into the fold. It's great.
Where would Pods be in this scenario, bringing back Jordan Poole?
Oh, he'd be traded, probably. He's a redundant kind of player, right? Ah, come on. Like at that point, if you think he's a backup point guard, you just brought in your backup point guard, he's got to move on.
Yeah, but I don't like JP as a starter alongside Steph. See, this is their
that's what I'm saying. He's the guy off the bench. Yeah.
Who, JP
so
is?
So you're starting Pods here still?
No, I'm saying they still need a two guard. That's their number one need to me. Two guard.
Can they get Nikhil Alexander-Walker? Is that a possibility, getting that guy? Like, what is he going to command out there? That's, like, he's a guy that's probably going to be, you know, phased out here as all that money is going to be tied to Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle. You got Gobert there, obviously, Minnesota. That's a guy he's got size. He's got the defense, right? He's got the three ball. He'd be, like, perfect in Golden State. Would he not be? Nikhil Alexander-Walker, that's who I'd be. Like, is Shea, is he Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's cousin, right? Correct? So there you go. It's in the genes, baby. Let's go. Let's go. I'm down for it. I'd take Wiggins, though, still over Poole. If we're doing this or that, I'm taking Andrew Wiggins. Just the consistency I'm getting. And I understand.
Wait a minute. The consistency I'm getting. The whole entire career of Andrew Wiggins is just, the definition is just inconsistent.
No.
That is what?
No. He'd be consistently like 10 or 11, 12 points, five boards, couple of assists, a block, and he'd be pretty solid defensively. I'll take that on this team right now. I'll take that. What? You guys are scoffing
what
at it.
What Andrew Wiggins did you watch the last 2 years?
Hey, listen.
Well, no, I'm serious now.
Do you think they could have used Andrew Wiggins in the playoffs against the Minnesota Timberwolves? You think they missed like a player like that?
He completely evaporated in the Sacramento series and the Lakers series, did he not?
I would have loved. He got hurt in that Lakers series first.
And that was
foremost.
At the very end.
And I think he actually played pretty damn well in that Sacramento Kings series. All things considered, he was gone for that long. He showed up in that series. No. I'm just going to defend Andrew Wiggins.
He had the best 2 months of his career. His entire Warrior tenure before that, and then after that was inconsistent.
Would you like to have Jonathan Kuminga guarding Anthony Edwards or Andrew Wiggins?
No, Andrew Wiggins is a better defender.
Yes.
No one's arguing that. No one's arguing that.
No, I think you're underrating him as a defender is what I think you're doing. And I think they would love to have a guy like that on this team still. The players loved him, too. Steph loved him. Steve Kerr loved him.
His inconsistency is he literally refuses to attack on a nightly basis. He settles for jumpers. He goes up and down the floor, and you don't even realize he's there. He's the classic score 8 to 10 points in the first half and zero impact off the floor. Or excuse me, when Steph's off the floor in any key moments in the second half. Like I like Andrew Wiggins, but what Wiggins are we remembering?
I think we were all super focused on Andrew Wiggins because after Klay left, everything went down with Draymond and Jordan Poole. He was the number two guy, and he's not a number two player. We saw it for a time for a stretch.
Which is the definition of how many inconsistent players around the league. Like, that's not, I'm inconsistently consistent. Like, what? That is like,
real quick,
it doesn't even make sense.
I know what I'm getting on a night-in and night-out basis defensively. That is not the definition of an inconsistent player. On one side of the ball, I know what I'm getting. I can't say that for Brandon Pajemski. I can't say that for Moses Moody, even though at times, defensively, he's pretty solid. I can't say that for Jonathan Kuminga. I think we're undervaluing defense when it comes to this conversation. I get it. Scoring is the name of the game, and Jordan Poole loves to score. But you know what? I remember Jordan Poole towards the end there. Good God, it was awful.
No doubt.
He was tripping all over
himself. I'm just dismissing the fact that, like, Wiggins was this consistent, nightly, like, hound defender. Like, no, when he wanted to defend, he was a good defender.
Yes.
He was good. There's no, I acknowledge that. But he was wildly inconsistent and maddening to watch. I think we're looking at it through rosy colored glasses.
Well, I think with Jimmy Butler added to the equation, I think that would change things if you were to bring him back. No, seriously.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because the expectations would be a little different.
I think this is just who Wiggs is. I think he's a guy that flashes a little. Like, this is who he's been to his entire career.
And that's fine. Again, I will take whatever version of that is with this team. And I do think a player like Jimmy Butler could help him even as well. As we were talking about with Jimmy helping Jonathan Kuminga. 888-957-9570 is the number. Do we have a pull up for this, by the way? What's the percentage at?
It's Andrew Wiggins.
As of right now, the voting is 60% in favor of Jordan Poole.
That's
to 40% Andrew Wiggins.
Okay. That's surprising. Almost.
For the record, I'm taking Jordan Poole in this one. Warriors need shooting. Jordan Poole has shooting.
Who are you taking, Carter?
I'm taking Andrew Wiggins, okay. It's not even a second thought.
There
to me.
You go.
Are we forgetting the turnovers that Jordan Poole is responsible for?
Oh, no, I'm not here to, like, defend JP. Like, I actually think he's gotten worse.
Guy couldn't guard literally anybody in the NBA.
Chaskey wants to say none of the above.
I don't want either.
He doesn't want either.
The Wizards didn't even want him.
What?
The Wizards didn't even want him.
That's what I'm saying. I'm done with both guys. So, like, that's why I don't love this or that, because I don't want either. I know the whole point of the game is having fun and picking one or the other. I want nothing to do with either one of them. I'm so glad we're done with the whole Wiggins thing.
What about Kelly Oubre? What's he up to? I had to. I just had to toss in four.
Kelly Oubre or Damian Lee? What'd you bring back?
Did you bring up Kelly Oubre? During the 2021 season, we ran many shows and polls where everyone in Warrior Nation unanimously wanted Oubre over Wiggins. That's the Andrew Wiggins who was on this team before the 2022 run.
And they were wrong. Right?
No. Wiggins played great for 2 months. Like, Why are we afraid to admit this? You got the best 2 months out of the guy, kind of like Eli Manning in the playoffs multiple times, or Flacco. Sometimes guys play above their skill level for a couple of months. Wow, that was incredible. But this is kind of who he's been, like, as in the player that you've seen after and who you saw before. He had an incredible, magical run. He rubbed the genie bottle, and he figured it out, and we got the best run out of him. But really, he was a very inconsistent player. Good NBA player, made a lot of money, but he's kind of inconsistent.
For his career, Andrew Wiggins averaged 18.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 45% from the field, 35% from the free from the three-point line, just 72% from the free throw, though. That is the one, for me, that always bothered me with him. It's just the free throws, man. You can fix that.
If you just close your eyes and take away the 2022 playoffs, what were his moments in fourth quarters in a Warrior uniform?
Boy, he had a game winner, right? At one point, he had one game winner. No?
Yeah, I love how you're talking yourself into this.
I think
you're on an island here, bud.
No, I'm not on an island. People would love to have Andrew Wiggins back if you can.
Oh, I'm sure. But these two options aren't great. Can we acknowledge that?
Sure. But again, this kind of highlights, as we talk about this whole thing with Jonathan Kuminga and everything, like, slim pickings out there for some of this.
I agree.
Like, I don't think you're getting Giannis. Let's just put that in the forefront. I don't think you're going to get Giannis Antetokounmpo. Lauri Markkanen is making too much money. Jaylen Brown sounds nice. Sounds great. Probably making too much money. Derek White, we'll see. Right? Like, that's an interesting one for me. But why would the Celtics move on from him? But again, they might be in sell mode. They're going to take their lumps this year. Jason Tatum's out. Maybe they're just punting on this season. Who knows, right? The Anthony Simon one is kind of a head-scratcher for me.
I think he sucks.
Yeah, I don't want... You got rid of a great... Because we're talking about great defender. And Drew Holiday, who's like an all-time defender.
Simons reminds me of Poole. Hollow, very hollow, doesn't make players around him better.
Yeah.
I think they're closer than most want to admit.
That's not a bad comp. And I'd say, like, Drew Holiday, like, compared to Andrew Wiggins, right? It's probably, like, not the greatest comp, but, like, if you're talking about players that are maybe limited offensively or just aren't as offensively consistent, but I think Drew Holiday defensively is much better than Andrew Wiggins.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show that with Drew Holiday.
I love what Drew Holiday brings to the table. I think he's a better ball handler.
He's also a leader.
Passer.
He's a leader, too.
No question.
He's a great leader in the locker room.
But again, he's a 34-year-old guard.
Do you think about bringing him?
I would love to bring in Drew Holiday. If you're asking me right now, could you trade Kuminga for Drew Holiday? I'd have done that yesterday.
Wow, that's an interesting one. Kuminga for Drew Holiday.
I would have done that yesterday. But I don't think that they would want to do that. But if that was available, I would do that yesterday.
Well, who doesn't want to do that? The Portland?
Yeah, I don't think Portland. I don't know. I don't know what their end-all, be-all is with acquiring Drew Holiday. I would love to have Drew Holiday. He's a winner. He's exactly what you thought Melton was going to bring to the table in terms of some size, be able to knock down a three here and there. I don't think he's as good of a shooter as Melton. And then, obviously, you bring in a defender alongside Steph Curry who can also ball handle and pass. And I think that his pacing in terms of when to throttle up and when to throttle down, he'd be excellent.
That's interesting. Because we were talking with Anthony Slater yesterday, who just had this sit-down with Jonathan Kuminga. If you missed any of it, it's in The Athletic right now. Really good stuff from our guy Anthony Slater talking with JK. But he was even referencing, hey, they might sign Jonathan Kuminga, but they could trade him at the deadline. Like, could that be a deadline move, right? When you're looking at JK, we're looking at Drew Holiday. Like, if things aren't working there and you just double down on the age and say, hey, if this is our last season, let's just go full Expendables here if, Drew Holiday doesn't get moved on, right? Just 35-year-old Jimmy, Dre, Drew, Was it Drew Holiday, the same draft class as one of those guys, right? Let's see. What is he back in 16 years? 2009, no. Same draft class as Steph. 2009.
How many years
2009.
How many years in the league for him? 16? That's incredible.
A lot. Yeah, 16 seasons for him. Wait.
I would have been open to Kristaps Porzingis. As crazy as his injury history is, as bad as it is, like, he's a legit stretch five.
This just came up in the box, in the chat. We have Draymond Sound on the punch that just came out.
It's kind of funny how this all came together. So as we're having this Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins conversation, Draymond Green went on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark yesterday. It came out yesterday. And it's... I'm bringing it up now because it's more or less of the same we've heard before, but this is the latest edition of Draymond Green in the lesson, quote-unquote, he learned from when he went Hawaiian.
That situation happened. I'm like, all right, cool, we move on. And then when we couldn't, I was like, huh? And for a while, it made me think, like, man, this dude nothing like me. Like, because when those things happen, you just move on. But it taught me so much because it taught me, you're right, he may not be like you. He ain't from where you from. The things you went through, the way you had to come up, he may not have came up like that. So for that 5 seconds, I forgot where I was at because I immediately went to what I know. But what you know don't really work here.
Yeah.
And everybody say, oh, man, but you was 10 years in. You should know better. Still learning. 9 years in. But it's them lessons like that that ultimately make me who I am to this day because... Man, I f***ed that up.
There's so much there that we've already discussed ad nauseum. He's, all right, let's move on. That's literally what he said in the first time. I was like, you don't get to decide that. You just, not when you punch someone. Hey, Joe, I punch you in the face. 24 hours later, Ed, let's just move on, dude.
I personally am done discussing the punch. I wish they would. Be done with
What's funny is just every time he's asked about it, it's basically just how many times can he reword his same answer? And it's just like, to your point, Shasky, like, I'm tired of it. I brought it up simply because we were talking about Poole, and it's just ridiculous at this point. And I think we had to just at least comment on just the ridiculousness that it's reached to.
My favorite part of that, Sam, was, you know, people still say, you know, you've been in the league for 10 years, you know better. Oh, but I was still learning. He's still learning. He should have punched your teammate in practice.
Now, I've been producing the Morning Rose for 3.5 years, but when I miss a read, I'm like, hey, coach, sorry, man, I'm still learning. You know, and Nahegan's always like, oh, you're right, Sam. It's okay that you forgot half the reads. You're still learning. Well, come on.
God,
I have to give Jordan Poole this. He's never addressed it, and he's a better man than I because the amount of times this gets brought up to not say anything about it. Is probably in this version, it's taking the high road, and it's the smartest thing you could do.
Well, remember when they played each other this past year, it was, he said something of the fact, like, I was happy to see some of the people over there, is basically what he said. And then Draymond went on the podcast. He's like, dude, you got to get over it. Remember that with him and Barron?
There's been so many Dray podcasts. I'll tell you one podcast I will never click on. It's the Ryan Clark podcast.
The Pivot?
I'm good. Let me know how good it is. I'm good.
There's some good stuff on there.
I'm good.
Prefers the Panic podcast.
That and the Hillary Clinton's daughter podcast that gets Chelsea. I get the advertisements on when I'm listening to other people's podcasts. They're like, hi, I'm Chelsea Clinton, and I have a podcast. I'm like, skip forward. Thank you.
No, you're locked in on David Sampson, right?
There's Metal so Luck many Media. Of them. No,
that's what you're locked in on.
I mean,
on.
Come
there you
on.
Go.
Garlic fries and baseball guy.
Hey, oh, that, you know what? Speaking
Are you
going to
have Ryan Clark on this week?
Better, it's Dan Dibley week.
What does Ryan think about the hit and run the other night from the Marlins?
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm going to be locked into Dan Dibley tomorrow. There you go.
Ryan Clark probably make it about RG3 somehow.
Oh, God.
Well, it's just, here's the thing. It's like him, was it Emmanuel or is it Sam Acho? Which Acho is it?
Emmanuel Acho is the more famous of the two.
What? And Pablo Torre does this too. There are certain people that have to make themselves out to be the most intelligent person to ever talk about a particular subject of all time.
Well, Pablo, they're smarter than
Pablo
you,
went to Harvard. I don't know if you knew
people
that.
Don't talk like that in the real world. Just talk.
They're smarter than you.
I can't run. I'm going to tear a finger ligament trying to flip it off quick enough.
It is a real thing when it comes to our profession and sports media and how we tweet things or try to have takes. And I find myself doing this sometimes. I was like, why am I trying to type like I'm so smart and I have to have this nuanced take that's different than everyone else? Sometimes it's easy just to call it what it is and just say, Yeah, you probably shouldn't have sent Devers yesterday. It's probably not a good move. There you go. But I have to be like, oh, well, you know, his bat-to-ball ratio and, you know, this, the you know, the torpedo bat, the exit velocity, and just the chances. I don't need to overthink things.
Joe, at the stadium now, at the Giants game, I noticed this Friday night, and I know they've done it for a couple years. They put, like, the vert and how much break there is. And I go, no one in the stadium, A, understands what those metrics are, B, even knows what those numbers are on the thing, or even knows what, like, the average pitch, you know, vert is, or spin ratio. Is that, like, we're just doing way too much. There's information overload.
Dude, he graduated top of his class, by the way, at Harvard, Pablo Torre, and he wrote a 114-page thesis. Again, we're talking about Bill Walsh and his thesis. Sympathy for the Devil, Child Homicide, Victim Characteristics, and the Sentencing Preferences of the American Conscience. Wow! That is a smart guy. You know what else is smart? Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
What a show. We had Bay Area Sports Draft. We had Jim Leland on. Larry Bear. Jonathan Kuminga talking to Slates. Jordan Poole on the punch. God. Just another Wednesday in the Bay. Happy hump day, Joey.
I'm gonna go do something after this show. I need to get. I just took two Excedrin. I don't.
What are you gonna do?
I'd take a nap.
Oh, okay. There you go.
This is Kuminga, Draymond, and the punch. I mean, it's just the same. Is it 2022?
I had my naps timed out, bro.
Jesus.
I mean, JJ Redick. Jesus. Are you locked in the
studio? The only way the Ryan Clark podcast could be a quicker turnoff is if he was interviewing JJ Redick and LeBron.
He probably has, though.
That should be kind of an interesting episode.
Former teammates at ESPN, right? They probably have interviewed
while
each other.
We're at it, bring in Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins. Get all the clowns in there.
What's your final thought?
That is it.
Bring in the clowns.
Sam, what you got?
My final thought is... sorry, got to clear my throat there. Oh. Shout out to Joe Thornton. Hall of Famer, Jumbo Joe, San Jose Sharks legend. Finally getting his due on his first time on the ballot, too. So very happy to see him in there. 1,539 career points. That's 14th most all-time. 7th in assists with 1,109. I was there, actually, for his 1,000th assist. That was pretty cool to see. 6th in total games played, 1,714. And just one of the just greatest, nicest, most awesome guys you'll ever be around. A true great representative of the San Jose Sharks. Exactly the guy I want imparting wisdom on the future of the Sharks in Macklin Celebrini. And just one of the athletes in Bay Area history who I just hold in very high regard in terms of just the toughness, the gutsiness. Really well, he played that entire first round series against the Oilers in 2017 with a torn ACL and MCL. 6 games against the Oilers with his knee just floating in goo. And I gotta respect just the effort that he put on the ice every night. Jumbo Joe Thornton, congratulations on your induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Cannot wait for Patrick Marleau to follow suit next year, hopefully.
Sam, that was so well said. Like, so well said.
Appreciate that.
When's he going to be a guest on Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys?
Ooh, that would be a great get. So much better than whoever Ryan Clark has on.
Wow. Better Joe, is it Pavelski or Thornton?
Or Shasky.
Oh, or Spadoni. There's a lot of Joes.
It's too many Joes.
Pavelski. Thornton's the better shark, correct?
I'm probably taking...
How about Patty Marleau?
I think, that's a better one. Marlowe versus Thornton. Marlowe was the OG shark. He was a shark from day one, whereas Thornton obviously was
draft,
a trade.
You know?
Yeah. So I would give a slight edge to Marlowe, I think.
And we know who the all-time shark is going to end up being.
Pat Falloon.
Right? No. Macklin Celebrini.
Michael Misa.
Macklin Celebrini.
Archis Erbe.
Macklin Celebrini is going to deliver the first
Erbe. There's a good pull.
Stanley Cup here in San Jose. My final thought is, wow, no one noticed my feet, huh? I must be doing something.
No,
right.
They were noticed. Trust me.
No one noticed. Didn't scrub.
There's a company-wide email.
Was there really?
Yeah.
There's been literally one thing discussed in the YouTube chat today.
My feet?
Two things, actually.
Oh. Did I get any tips for it? Did we get any? No?
Yeah, they said scrub your feet.
Oh. Fine. All right. Fair enough.
There are a few individuals in that YouTube chat. Just get a life. Just go out and touch some oxygen. You know? Let your face go out and see a little sun.
All right. Or your and feet.
Stay the out light, of it. It burns.
Haterade.
Who was that character? Who's that character? Bench Warmers Howie, Dick Swardson.
It's just like.
The sun's not my friend.
So angry.
He wants to hurt me.
Why
inside.
Are we so angry? What is there to be angry about?
Life. People are angry at everything. There's stuff happening in our world. Yeah, people are angry at my feet, I guess. They don't want to look
They're
at that.
Angry at your feet?
That's right. Rex Ryan's not. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity at home or on the go. Get the fastest internet to all your devices.
You ever had chicken's feet?
I have, actually.
I've never had it.
It's not bad. Pig's feet is good, too.
Yeah.
The show known as Steiny and Guru is up next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.